Those of you who are here with me, we're going to start praying now. We got so much fear in Louisiana. And that's the first thing Satan won't do is shut down the church. Yeah, you see, in a convention, I've been to a convention with 20, I've preached to 20, 25,000 people in conventions and different conferences. But I found out that they're not as important as the church. You understand? It's different people, but when you come into a local church, you got people in agreement, people who have been taught the same thing. So we're going to pray this morning. The hurricane is already taken care of. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14:2. I want to read something I learned many years ago about prayer, and then we're going to pray a while. Praying in tongue is a direct line to God. Praying in tongue. I remember praying in tongue. What 1 Corinthians 14:2 is talking about. It's talking about having a direct line to God where, number one, it says Satan don't know what you're talking about. And then the problem don't know what you're talking about. And so it's so important there for us to see that and pray along those lines because the first thing Satan won't do is cancel church. Yeah, if he can cancel church, he can stop the power from moving, you see. And he try to put fear on you. And you have to have wisdom, but by the same token, know that God can handle anything. Now, this verse is so important. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Now that word, the next word now. Howbeit in the spirit. So what we're praying about, howbeit in the spirit, we call it in the spirit over every situation or whatever man is saying. He speaks mystery. In that scripture, quickly we're gonna do this. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. And when I first read that, tongues is your hotline to God. When I first read that, it says, how many people would love to have an audience with God? Literally a million. There are people all over the world doing all kind of crazy things to get their God, G-O-D, to hear them, small g. Some are piercing their bodies, others are offering all kind of sacrifices. But Paul revealed to us a direct line to the Almighty. People of all religion know when God, when we get audience with God, miracles will flow. Okay, and that's what we're going to do. Through tongue, you and I can have direct access to God. I want you to think about that when you're praying. The word says no one understands him. This means that Satan does not understand when you pray in the spirit. He knows what you're doing, but he cannot understand what you're saying. He is helpless to sabotage your prayer. Then the author says, it is funny how people say tongue is of the devil, and yet Paul said tongue is talking to God. Through tongue, you have a direct access to God. Tongue is the believer's direct access to God. So we know they take people's name and put on these stones. You know, I don't. Got people wearing these names. That's the same what they did with gay. You know what I'm saying? And so I cursed the storm. I make sure that the hurricane is cursing out a person who had that name. Hey, they're going to use your name for the way they use all our names. They're just making news, you know. And they're trying to do that job. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We come early to pray and seek your face. And thank you for we know we are protected and that the blood is around the boot. And we pray for all men and women, but around Louisiana this morning, we're covered with the blood of your son. We thank you, and we're here to honor you. We're going to preach the word this morning. We're going to praise you and give you glory. So as we come to this hotline this morning, as we these ladies and I, as we begin to pray, whatever need to be said in tongue will be said. Whatever direction, whatever need to be toned down, whatever need to be blocked, whatever need to be stopped, whatever need to be changed, we know we can change it by praying in the spirit. So we thank you as we release our faith this morning. We thank you that Louisiana is protected. There's a lot of people in fear, but you have mercy upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people word scared. But let from this, you planted this church in this parish, and you planted us here for a reason. And we know we have power. We know we can stop things and start things. So we stop all winds, all rain, all the things that would be destructive to the point of destruction. We know it may rain. We know the wind may blow some, but we stop the destruction. And we thank you that we have that power in the name of Jesus. So we don't know all what need to be taken care of. We don't know what's happening in the air. We don't know what's happening. We know who behind it. But as we pray in the Spirit, we'll catch them all. In Jesus' name. Y'all can move around a little bit if you want nobody here, no way. Now, whatever you want to say, Lord, we'll receive it. Any direction. Thank you for direction. In the Holy Ghost. Any direction in the Holy Ghost. Thank you. We cover Louisiana with the blood. That I will cover this service with the blood. The blood of Jesus. We pray blood this morning. We pray that men be saved during this time. So to the sea of miraculous hands, choke. Habit in the spirit. All is well. We shut the enemy down. Shout out our Baba. So the church can shut the enemy down. Shout out, always did. A remnant. Shout out, I don't need them on a remnant. Shout out, believing. Keep praying. I'm going to say something. You can have doubt coming to you from the outside, but faith on the inside, I whoop it every time. Sha-ta-ta-ta. You're going to have thoughts come. Everybody have thoughts come. Sha-ta-ta-ba-ba-sa. Staying on the inside. Kan-de-de-ba-wa-ka-ta. Where the Holy Ghost is. Sha-ta-ta-ta-wa-ku-shi-hi. Han-de-la-sa-ku-shi-di-di-di-di-ku-shi-di-di. Da-la-sa-ka-sa-ta-ta-ta-ta. Bro-ba-ka-sa-ta-ta-ku-shi-ti-di-ti. Pray with this in mind. The blood has made its mark. That's what I heard. The blood has made its mark. Pretty with that in mind, write that in your diary sometime. I tell her the blood have made its mark. It's already, you can't erase it. Under the law, you can't change it. Ka-ta-ta, what the blood have done, you can't change it. Ka-ta-ta, roko, she, ti, di, di, di. Ta-ta-ra, de, ki, she, di, di, di. Da-da-ta-ta-ta-ta, ko, she, di. We're not wearing the mark of the beast. We're wearing the mark of the blood. Let me do this. I think you can pray better after I do this. Let me do this. Lord, forgive Louisiana for any disrespect she's given you in every place, every parish. There are people who don't know, Lord. We got to stand for them. So we ask forgiveness for this whole state. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And as we pray with a forgiven state because we ask you to forgive because we live here. So we just repent for them and for anything we have done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And we thank you right now, we're fully covered. Shout out our Bako, go ahead. Shout out our Bo Shukur. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Under that, 1 Corinthians 14:2, direct access to God. Ramama sa ta ta ta. Rababa so ko shi di di. Dala sa ta ta ko shi ti ti. Rababa ko shi ti di ka sa ta ta ko. I hate to keep interrupting you, but the Lord says, where I find a remnant, I will remember. Hallelujah. Wow. You heard that?
Yes.
Whenever I find a remnant, I will remember. Remember for the remnant. Hallelujah. All right. We the remnant. The remnant of the righteous. And they're operating in faith. We call for calmness. Under the labor of the enemy, under labor with the blood. Tada, I never heard that before, Lord. Sharada Baba Soko Shididi. Kata Tara Ro Baba Basa. That was Jesus did at the cross. Did it, Kosoroko Shatara Mama Shata. Rababa Satata. Somebody lift your hand and give him some praise while you're praying. Tada, tell him we praise him. We glorify you. Shatata. Glory. You got the answers. Encourage your faith. Kata, encourage your faith. That's what I heard. Encourage your faith. That's what I heard. Never heard that before. Hasha ta 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 kosha. Encourage your faith. Ha ha. Halala basa ta. Ha-ra-ra-ba. Praying. Hatala kosha. Look at Jude 20 and encourage your faith. Jude 20. Encourage your faith. Get out your senses. The 19th verse talk about senses. 20th verse talk about the spirit. Encourage your faith. Jude 20. Andela basa ta 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 kasha ta 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 andela basa ta. But you beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Encourage your faith. Andela basa kasha. Your mind gonna give you some problem. Encourage your faith. Kasha ka ta 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 ta. Korora ba ba basa. Lord, I encourage my faith. I build my faith this morning in the Spirit. Katororo koshi. Andela basa ta 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 koshi didi. My courage is in faith. And the Baba in faith of the cross. That enable Sukoshi Didi. Hadala Basakoshi. Encourage your faith. Shete Katala Uka Tala Basakoshi Di. Rabba Satara Koshi Didi. Rabba Baba Satata Tata. Hatata Tataro Koshi Didi Buru Basata. Arara Baba Satara Koshi Didi. The wall of protection, the blood wall. Shididi brota kasha kata tata tata. Now I'm going to need you to agree with me on this. I hear things when I'm praying in the spirit. Sometimes things I never heard before. But this morning we'll build a blood wall around Louisiana. So I need you to say that out your mouth while you're praying. Lord, we build the blood wall, the blood of Jesus, a blood wall of protection around Louisiana. You just say it the way you need to say it, all right? Now get this down. Always remember that prayer does not change God. It changes thing and it changes you. God is unchangeable. He answers our prayer. Listen very carefully. He answers our prayer, which are anchored in faith and according to his divine word. That's why when I pray or anything, I always need to have a scripture. See, we got 1 Corinthians 14:2. That's the fuel for your faith. And then you got Jude 20. See, we're not just praying in midair. We're praying about something he told us. You see, always when you pray, have a scripture. Always when you're believing for your healing, have a scripture. Stay with that same scripture. That's the fuel for your faith. A lot of times people misunderstand, they're good people, but they don't have the word on it. I know of a man who took a poll. He says people would ask him to pray for him. Where's my spiritual father? Kenneth Hagin. And so he would ask him every time, yeah, I'd pray, what scripture you stand on? 8 out of 10 had no scripture. They just said, you know, want God to do it. But see, you got to have the scripture. And that's why we put Revelation, 12 and 11? 12 and 11, right? 10 and 11, right? The blood? That's why we put it on Louisiana. See, the blood. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and word of their testimony, love not thy life of the dead, see. And so just be assured, a lot of stuff may come up, a lot of things, the wind may blow, something rain may fall. Just make sure you know you're protected. And then please listen to the message this morning. It just fell in place. It had nothing to do with what's going on. It just was time to preach that message I'm going to preach this morning. So just keep giving God thanks. The glory fell, you know, while we're praying. I didn't want to stop you, but the Lord told me to read this. All right, let's pray a little more. Hallelujah. Now write this down. It's not possible for anything to get around me when my children have programmed the atmosphere. You heard? It's not possible for anything to get around me when my children has programmed the atmosphere. See, what we're doing is programming the atmosphere with the blood. It's not possible for nothing to get around me when my children program the atmosphere with the blood, with me, with my promises. Protection, provision, everything is possible when my children are remnant. So I want you to know, you who are here, that we're in a remnant stage of life. It's not going to ever change. It's always going to be the remnant now. If I'm people who trust God in spite of, and people who serve Him to the best of their ability, they are going to go in a different direction. They'll pray for other people, but the one who really trusts in Him going to live in a different lifestyle. Not going to get worse, going to get better. Yeah, because God will protect you. Are you following me? Yeah, the children of Israel still had light. There was darkness everywhere. So stay in the remnant, you know. We'll pray a few more minutes, but you know there's 12 spies. Only two survived, right? 32,000 in Gideon's army, only 300. And you remember when Abraham was pleading for Solomon and Gomorrah, he kept bringing them numbers down. There are always a remnant who going to be blessed in these last days. But we're in the last days now. Storms, disease, all kinds of things are going on. But it doesn't mean that for us to have fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. All right? Make sure the last verse in 2 Corinthians, the last two verses in 2 Corinthians, I'll give them to you because there's a whole lot of shaking going on now. And I mean, people who say they're Christian, they better be Christian, no? Yeah, you can't be saying, I love the Lord. No, you better make sure you love the Lord and that you really trust in Him. Amen? So you have to be thorough in your praying now. Thorough. When you're reading the scriptures, you got to be thorough in reading the scriptures. The last verse in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, that's a powerful verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you see it? That's one aspect of it. Number two, and the love of God. See it? And number three, the communion of the Holy Ghost. See, that's a benediction over your life if you're a remnant. If you're a remnant walker, you know you got grace, you got love, and you got power. Supernatural. Supernatural grace, supernatural love, supernatural power. See, actually, saints, you're going to have supernatural fume on you at all times now. When you go into a store, you get in your car, wherever you go, you're going to have supernatural fume flowing around you. Do you understand? Supernatural fume, or supernatural power, supernatural strength. Because you're going to walk into a lot of fear now at the store. Anywhere you go, you're going to walk in school, everything but the church. and that church is going to be have fear in them. They don't have the word. Them songs and them little sermon, they ain't going to get it. You're going to have the word now in order to stand. Matter of fact, a lot of churches are going to be shut up. They're not going to be able to handle it because they don't have the foundation. All these little man-built churches, they're not going to make it now. But the people are going to see there ain't no power. You got to have power, man. Let's lift our hand and pray some more, a few more minutes. Ha-cha-cha-ra-ra-ba-sha-ka-ta. Cool. Whoa, thank you for being in our midst, Lord. Thank you, we got somewhere to go. Shata, somewhere to hide. Shata, ta, 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 ko, somewhere to abide. Koro, ba, 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 sata. Glory to God. Shete, te, koro, nandike. Andala, we trust you. We trust the Holy Ghost. We trust the blood of Jesus. Ta, ra, ra, ba, sa, ta, ta. Ta, ra, ra, ka. Now, let's pray for this service, that the Spirit of God move in this service. Andala, ba, the glory for him. Shata ta 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 koro ta ra ta ko shikiti. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Handelebo so ko shiri. Let us hear your word this morning. Kata ta ta ta. Unfold your word now, miss. Handela kasa kasa. Give us something else to go home with. Handela basa ta 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 ko shikiti. Oh, cha ta 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 ta. Oh, my shatata, koshata. Oh, my shatata. We call upon you, shout out upon you. Call upon me and I answer and show you great and mighty things you do not know. I call upon me and I answer you. Cover yourself with hallelujah, glory to God. Shatata. Get all that stuff from around you. Hallelujah. Shatata. The enemy can't stand praise. Hallelujah. Prayer and praise, he can't handle it. You put prayer, praise, and the word on him, he can't handle it. Hallelujah. Prayer, praise, and power. Write this down. A glory flood is coming. I heard that a few minutes. A glory flood is coming to substantiate those who believe when all the other floods trying to come. Amen. I'm living in a glory flood. Amen. Glory to God. We'll pray a few more minutes, then we'll get ready for service. Shatata lo basata. I'll write that down and put the date down. A glory. See, because if the things that are evil that is coming has to be handled by glory. Yes, no glory is all that God is, all that God can do is God's presence. And I heard a glory flood is coming. Other words, instead of getting worse, it's gonna get better. For those who trust in God. Yeah, glory! Hallelujah! I'm in the glory, me. Fully protected. Now, Christians who are not informed, and the world, a gloom flood is coming. Yeah. You got to remind yourself when all that's going on, say, I'm not in the gloom flood. I'm in the glory flood. Y'all better take a hold of this now. These are last days prophecies here coming forth to you. Yeah, so you'll know. See, you can't stop all the gloom, but you can stay in the glory. I'm in the glory, me. See, I'm in the presence of God. No matter what come up, I'm surrounded by glory. My home surrounded by glory. Come on. Hallelujah. My car is surrounded by glory. The subdivision, wherever I stay, is surrounded by glory because I'm there. Glory. Yeah, glory flood. Shatata. We'll stop the gloom flood. See, the gloom flood, these are the last days. Jesus told us to be dead like this. See, ain't no sense getting all upset in the word now. He told you 1,000 years ago. He said, when the sign, you see them signs, that means I'm about to straighten things out. And I'm coming. Make sure you're on the right side of the line. That's all he said. See? See, a lot of Christians will get whipped now. Why? They don't have no word in them. They love God. They're going to heaven. But you got to have word in you to fight down here, partner. This is a word fight down here. So thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Just a few more minutes. Shout out, Lord, Mashiach. Oh, my. Kotaraka starta. Ha ta 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 koshidi. Ta ta. Shakat. Every time I start praying, something else come up. Yeah, write this down. Stand and stay in my presence at all times. Stand and stay in my presence at all times. Now you reread that sometime. You put it on your phone or in the pad, reread that sometime. When things look like they're not going right, you tell them, I'm standing in God's presence. See, you can't stand in God's presence by feeling alone. You stand in God's presence by faith. Every transaction you have with God, it has to be by faith. Your feelings are flaky. And your friends. Good, what are we going to do? I'm standing in the presence of God, me. Now, they're going to say you're arrogant, but you just know what you're talking about. That's all. I trust him. You trust him? Hallelujah. He brought me a mighty long way. How far he brought you? He ain't going to let you down now. You say the elders used to say, the Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me. I tell her, I sure appreciate it. See, I came up in the old school. I came up when they believed God for everything. Yeah. Believe God for everything. You know, but we got to get back to that point. We believe God. See all these computers and all this stuff. You can't believe them. You got to believe God. Use them, but don't believe them. But they say the storm coming. They say everything will be destroyed. Well, I can't. That's what they say. Yeah, but we say, and he say, we protect it. Hallelujah. Shatako shitty did. Shoko shitty. I love my church. I'm going to tell you. I'm talking about me. I'm telling you, I need to see y'all. I'm your pastor. I love my church. Yeah, I know. I know when I go to my church, I'm going to get something. Hallelujah. Shataka shataro koshi. Hatata koshi didi. Kataro koshi kiti. Rosata koshi kiti boro tiri. Hatalabasu koshi didi kosa talamo. Just a little more. Andalaba for 4 more minutes. Hashatata koshi tiri. We'll take a 5-minute break and go right into it. Hata hukama hakata. Happily bosuka. Andele basatata. Andele sukutiri takata. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shata koshiri. Hurra baba sata koshiri. Andele bogun din dung din zung din dung skin namanuk shiri. Hurra mama suko shiti kumba de derumban banzuku diri. Hurra baba suko shiri te katurute. Andele basuko shiri. Rababa kojo kojiri, rababa kojiri 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 kojiri, rabasu kojiri di, rakasa kota taro kojiketi, andele borosa tadi kosu kojite di, andele bosu kota lele bondo do gis kanana, ha ye, shataro koji glory, hatarara manso glory. Handele bosukuri di tato, yandele mokutale de skandele shukuria. Adala basa tarakasaru kushiri di. Ruma masa kataru kushiri. Raba kushiri kushiri di. Dele su kushiri di. Uruba sata tatu kushiri. Uruba basa taru kushiri di. Tarabasa tarakushiri. Glory to God. Harara basu kushiri di. Uru baba saturu kushiri, rabba basu kushiri, uru baba saturu kushiri, shata tarata. Sharara basata, glory, glory, glory. Handele su kushiri, glory. Shate diri kasa tatata taraka kushiri, andela tatata. Arara baba saka shata tatata, taraka shata tatata. Harara basa kushidi. Andele basa kasha taro kushidi. All right, write this down. And then you can start playing the music and we'll come for service. Write this down. Three words. We got this. Now, I'm not just saying these words. I'm saying these words as the Spirit interprets to me while I'm praying. I get so many words while I'm praying. Some I don't understand. I have to ask him over and over again, what that mean? What that mean? But he said, we got this. Hallelujah. Now you take your breaks and we'll come back at the hour and start preaching the gospel. I got a word for you this morning. That's an unshakable word. That's glory to God. Amen. That's right.